We are I. I seen a post this morning from, I think it was 1909 or 1908. I follow a few things on Facebook that showcase frontier life or the Wild Wild West or, you know, old school mining, just history in general of the prairies, the West, you know, from, I would say, 1850 to maybe 1910, you know, maybe right before the First World War. Now, the interesting part about this post, what intrigued me was it was about four or five people, and you can go on my Instagram or Facebook, and you can see this post. But there's about four or five gentlemen standing outside of, like, a wood cabin, or what we'd call a cabin now is just probably, like, a house or a post office or a saloon or a jail or all of the above, all blended into one. But on the outside, there was a sign that said, "Wives Wanted." And it made me stop and think about where things are at today, whether you've ever had a wife or a husband before, whether you've ever been in a serious long-term relationship or not, or whether you have been in some and they have failed, or whether you've been in some and they've been successful. You know, obviously, success determined by solely by the individual. But when you look at what relationships mean today or the lack of their meaning. And this is where the contrast kind of came into me is like you have, you know, 100 years ago, 110 years ago-ish, 115, but not too long ago, kind of almost like a person ago, a person who lives a long time, but let's call it a person and a half or a person and a quarter, 80 and 75 and 25-ish, somewhere around in there. So that's how long ago that when you put it in perspective, at about a person and a quarter ago, there was so much value placed upon a relationship, the need, the want behind it, that you had people posting, you had men posting signs of that wives are wanted, like what work would be, job wanted, you know, help needed, land for sale. You know, things that were historically and even traditionally today held of great value, a good job, a home. And this is where relationship used to be, held up in this high regard. That you wanted any woman so bad that you would stand below a sign or go to a place in the hopes of meeting any woman who is willing to be able to accept your hand in marriage, because there was absolute need. And this is the difference between relationships then and today. And we know this. This isn't Blake's bro science. This is actual fundamental understanding of relationships. And this is the reason why relationships in third world countries are still traditionally more successful than what relationships are here in the West. Because there's absolute need. There's need for somebody to be there for your survival. That person has to be there. They need to fulfill a certain obligation in life so you don't die. And that was both ways. That wasn't one way. That wasn't a wife to a husband or a husband to a wife. That was both ways. A man went out and worked and provided outside of the home, and a woman worked and provided inside of the home. And this is why women were traditionally held in very high regard in a lot of cultures, because they were the educators of children, the educators of the next generation. This was women's role. So they were held in high regard. They were held to be the storytellers. They were held to be the educators, the transfer of knowledge. And this is why women were held in high regard. And you can kind of see on both sides that how men and women have both dramatically failed the generation coming up. Because they're not fulfilling those two roles of their obligation to their children. People are still simply having children because they have the ability to be able to procreate, but doesn't necessarily mean that they should. Or instilling the best knowledge into the generation that, you know, is coming next. The ones that are actually going to be, you know, being handed the reins of civilization. Because that's what they are. That's what the next generation is. We hand them over the reins of civilization as a whole. The world as a whole. And this is what the nuclear family represented. And this is most likely what we are lacking the most of in the West. You know, and I know this from personal experience where you have a counselor tell you like, hey, like, you know, you don't have to stay in a bad relationship. And it's like, well, on one side of it, like, yeah, no, you shouldn't. Like, that's not good. But more importantly, like, why is your relationship bad? What is the lack of necessity that you guys show each other? Because the thing is, this is the fallacy, I think, of, you know, what people understand about relationships back then. It's not that they were good. It's not that you had two people that were so, you know, Disney magically in love with each other. Relationships just worked. And it's like, no, like, that wasn't it. More likely than not, you had two people who probably couldn't fucking stand each other. But there was a necessity for them to be able to be together. That was the underlying commitment to one another. If you are not there, I may die. Literally. And absolutely and wholly. That's what relationships represented. And you can't sit down with somebody today and be able to find that reason why you need this person to be able to survive. And if you look at what the road that women have been walked down now is, it's like, don't even waste your time finding a man. Go to a sperm bank and we can plant those seeds inside you. You can still have a kid. You can still be a mom. You can have a career. You can hire a nanny. You can outsource everything. That's how little need that this world has created for women to need a man. And you can't deny that. I know two women and one that's kind of sitting on the fence about doing just that. That is their life. But you just sit there and let that marinate for a second. And, you know, you look at, you know, men, for example. It's not like that men are doing any better of a job. I think both men and women are drastically and dramatically failing in this category and in every essence and every step of the way. And if you look at some of the relationships that are the most solid, you have two people who have clearly defined their roles. And this looks a little bit more of a traditional role, and you can then point the finger at, you know, a faith-based background, maybe a Christian background. Let's just pick on Christians. We have a man that's going out to work, and you have a woman that's staying at home. Or, you know, not saying that's the Christian way, but you see that a lot more in, you know, Christian relationships. It's not saying that Christian relationships are any more successful. I know a fucking shitload of Christian relationships that are horrible and that have failed and that are hypocritical to their faith in almost every step of the, or every regard. But I'm just saying, like, if you are going to pick on something that allegedly is a little bit more traditional, you can't. Because it's there, like, the example is right in front of you. You know, and I guess I could wander through this and talk about this for hours, especially the places that I have been in my life in relationships. And I'm no glowing example of, like, the best relationship or the ability to be able to have the best relationship. But I can see the holes in the wall. I can see the Swiss cheese. It's not hard to see if you're willing to kind of understand maybe what made relationships a little bit more successful, and you kind of do a little bit of a research, you know, spend a little bit of time researching what traditionally has made the nuclear family stay together. So I guess the food for thought, the question of the day is, when you look at relationships and you kind of analyze it, even just for a minute, like, what do you think it means for four or five men to stand outside of a building with a sign above it that says "Wives Wanted"? Like, what does that mean to you?